It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In China, you can tell what sensitive topics the government most fears by looking at what's being blocked by Chinese censors. And today, it's the New York Times websites that are being blocked, both English and Chinese language sites. Also censored on the Chinese version of Twitter, the name of the prime minister, Wen Jiabao. Why? Well, today the Times published a lengthy investigation into what it called the hidden riches of the Chinese premier's family. According to the Times, his relatives have amassed over $2.7 billion in wealth, starting with the diamond industry and moving into insurance, high-tech, telecom, infrastructure, many of them industries over which Prime Minister Wen has authority. And the Times reports they have attempted to conceal their wealth. For some context, we've called on longtime China watcher Rob Gifford. Rob, of course, used to cover China for NPR. He's now China editor at The Economist. Rob, welcome.
Hi, Melissa. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. The Times calls this the first detailed accounting of the prime minister's family's wealth. Why is this so sensitive?
Well, it's sensitive because it's publishing details that no one has ever published before, and it's sensitive because of the sheer scale of it. I think within sort of China-watching circles, there's not a huge amount of surprise to find that, hey, a senior Chinese government official's family is fabulously wealthy. But just to see it all so brilliantly reported by David Barbosa in the New York Times is just amazing, to see it all laid out and so brilliantly written.
Here's some details from David Barbosa's report. He reviewed 20 years of corporate records. He could find no holdings in Prime Minister Wen's name, but he was able to link assets to the premier's wife, a gemstone expert known as the Diamond Queen, also Wen's 90-year-old mother, who's apparently worth at least $120 million, and Wen's son, who runs a private equity firm with $2.5 billion under management. Rob, was there one detail in particular that really jumped out at you that made you go, wow?
I suppose the mother was quite a striking one because Wen Jiabao has made so much of his humble roots. You know, he has this rather avuncular image. He's known as Grandpa Wen. He's known to be, you know, a bit of a man of the people. But the fact that his 90-year-old mother has these listings in her name did grab me. And of course, this is part of what the article claims is all throughout his family, his younger brother, his son, his daughter, his brother-in-law, have enriched themselves because of his position.
Rob, a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry, was asked about this today and said the report blackens China and has ulterior motives. And there's a source quoted in the New York Times anonymously who says the prime minister's enemies are intentionally trying to smear him by letting this leak out. So help us understand that. Who would those enemies be and why would they be trying to smear him if, in fact, they are?
Well, in order to understand the Chinese politics, it sometimes helps to think of it as a bit like a European medieval court and the factions within it. And just like within a medieval court, many of these senior politicians have made enemies. However, I don't think that defense is really very strong in this case. I think this is a case of very strong reporting by the New York Times that is basically unveiling all sorts of things which I think are going to be hard to defend.
This is coming at a really sensitive time in China, right, Rob? The next party Congress is coming up in November. Wen Jiabao will be stepping down as prime minister, but he could still wield a lot of power behind the scenes, right?
That's right. And this is going to undoubtedly do him some damage in that regard. But probably the more important part of this is the damage that it will do to those Chinese people who can access the report and who will read the report. And I'm sure there will be many in spite of the blocking and the controls. Just the reinforcement that it gives in their minds of the corruptness of the upper echelons of the Communist Party generally.
That's Rob Gifford, now China editor at The Economist. Rob, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
And we'll hear more about the challenges facing China at this time of political transition in a series running all next week on this program.